Conference Committee on House Bill 297 is now in session. Call the roll, please.
Senator Shockley.
Here, ma'am.
Senator Jones. Senator Ogier.
Here.
Representative Barry.
Here.
Representative Bennett.
Here.
And Representative Stahl.
Here.
Members, we have a quorum. There is one member of the Senate who's UA, but I think we can deal with the issues. And the basic issue, I guess you're all familiar with the bill. Line 15, page 1. Right now, an application related to this bill could be filed. It had to be filed by 1 October of 2011. So this was amended. Well, this is your bills, Representative. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You're the chair.
It's your bill. It's your bill.
Well, this is just an agreement that has come out of a lot of work between the Montana Association of Counties and the DNRC, Mary Sexton. And it basically gives the counties the chance to find out what right-of-ways they have across state lands. And then if they want to purchase those right-of-ways, it gives them a chance to work with the DNRC to purchase just the right-of-ways and give them time to come up with money, because, as you know, a lot of counties are strapped. Now, Senator Shockley, I'll repeat his comment. It said, like, we're extending this down the road so far. They're just kind of kicking the can instead of making the counties accountable and coming to the table. Let's get this thing narrowed down. Let's get things going. And so the amendment, and correct me, it's your amendment, Senator, just kind of shortens the time frame on how the counties and the DNRC come together on purchasing these right-of-ways. And with that, I'll let you talk about your amendment, Senator.
Members of the committee, I've actually dealt with this in my day job. I did real estate, and I've come across these easement problems over the years. And I don't know, it'll be another 100 years before we get the county road easement situation squared away, because there's a lot of mess out there. And what the reason I shortened the time from 2015 to 2013 to file is just to get the clerk and recorder's records up to date. Let the people who need to use those roads, who need to build to have developments, who need to get fire insurance, et cetera, will know that it is in fact a county road. But then I moved the distance out from 2020 to 2025, when the county would actually have to come up with the money, because the testimony was that in some circumstances there was a couple million dollars worth of liability out there for the counties, and that's something that the county doesn't want to file, because then they have the liability. So I moved it out to induce them to file early, give them more time to pay. That was my thinking, gentlemen.
Mr. Chair, I don't really have heartburn with your member. The fact that Mary Sexton with the DNRC has talked to her staff about reviewing the amendment, and I'd have some comment. Would it be out of line to have Mary Sexton address this?
No, I'd appreciate the director's comments. If nobody objects.
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, we just had felt that the application process does take, I will sit. This is kind of unusual. The application process does take a while, and that's why we felt by giving them until 2015 to at least get the application to us. And again, I want to make very clear that this is not a valid easement until the payment is made. They may have until 2020 originally to make the payment. That gives them 5 years to make the payment. That even though they've applied and gone through that process, analyzed their roads, and come up with a list that they want to have go through the process until they've actually paid for it and it's recorded, it doesn't make any difference to a landowner who maybe wants to have actual access to their property for sale purposes. Plus, just wanted to emphasize that the process that they have here is an expedited easement process. even after 2020 or 2025, they will still have the ability to apply for an easement, but it's a little bit more complicated process than it is right now. So this gives them an expedited process, and that's why we want them to go through and file. And by 2015, hopefully they can file, and then that gives them the 5 years to come up with the funding. Thank you.
Could I just comment? I'm sorry.
Well, right ahead, and then since we had her, then maybe have Mr. Blatty talk to him. Go ahead, Senator.
Mr. Blatty, did you want to comment? Barring objection by any member of the committee.
The more information we can get.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Harold Blatty, the LATTIE Executive Director of the Montana Association of Counties. And, I certainly appreciate Senator Shockley's concern about, because this has been extended a couple of times, of quote, holding the county's feet to the fire. But as Director Sexton pointed out, the easement doesn't become a recorded easement until the land board approves it and payment is received. And if you will take the bill back to its original state, I will tell you that I will, I very well intend on doing our district meetings this spring, and I'm gonna talk real hard to the counties about this, that if we assume that the bill does pass in some form, that this may well be the last time it ever happens, and really try to get their attention. And that just simply is a commitment from me to you as legislators, because it does need to be done. One of the big challenges that we have is turnover of commissioners. So we have this retraining that has to be done all the time. And, of course, having the counties having to take local property tax money and send to the state just doesn't sit well with them. And so they fight their head over that pretty hard. And But I know the DNRC, Lisa Axline, and Jeannie Holmgren did a tour of the state with us a number of years ago, and explained all of the process to the commissioners. But we've probably had two-thirds of the county commissioners turn over since then, so it really is time to do it again. Thank you.
Right, Senator, now you have a comment after you.
Well, I'd say I have the greatest confidence in Mr. Blatty, but there's over 150 commissioners. I can't see this getting done in an expeditious manner for exactly the same reasons that you said. But I have a question for the director. I wish the director brought her attorney, because the way I see this is, if a county files, it's going to go with the clerk and recorder, and anybody looks at that, the property that the easement passes over, it's going to be of record. Now, the title will not be in the county. I understand that. But it is of record that it's a road and that the county is contemplating purchasing the easement. And if you were in a situation like it comes up in my country with the woods, it comes up the trees, fire insurance, and you can't get a mortgage if there's not a rule. I think the insurance companies and the title companies would look favorably upon it once the county had obligated to purchase it, just like, they obligate to purchase a house. So I conceived of it as a benefit to the homeowner. You see what I'm saying, ma'am?
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, for the most part, these are already petitioned, dedicated county roads. It's not in question as to whether they're a county road or not. They already have either gone through the petition process, or they may have gone through the resolution process, which occurred about 10 years ago, that now county commissioners can bring roads into county road status by resolution. The main problem is homeowners who want to sell their property. If it's a county road as far as fire insurance and that kind of thing goes, it's still a dedicated, acknowledged county road. But the problem is for transfer and for title insurance. Until there is legal access, that is, that the easement has been paid for to somebody's residence, they do not have legal access for sale purposes.
Well, I've come across county roads that are apparent on the ground but not of record. And that's, at least in my county, there's quite a bit of that. And I've also been over in the Beaverhead. professionally, and there, I think there's quite a bit of it over there, too. And particularly in the Beaverhead, the road superintendent was married to one of my cousins. His son was married to one of my cousins, and he's retired now. But those records are a total disaster, and it's not anybody currently alive's fault. Everybody who messed it up is dead. But there's a lot of work that needs to be done over there. I thought it would make the records better if the county filed on some of these pieces that are apparent on the ground and not. But I'm certainly, I don't want to make anything worse for the counties, especially in these times when with the money. But maybe the thing to do would be to, maybe I'd support coming back to 2013. I mean, coming back to 2015 to file, but just leave the longer date to pay. The longer date to pay, to me, was probably the biggest hurdle for the counties, and the earlier date to file was to induce them to do it.
Mr. Chair, Senator, I don't have any heartburn with your amendment. The only thing I have concern about, the director, and correct me if I'm wrong, director, but from your lands, trust lands attorney, Tommy Butler, had basically said, thus is my legal opinion, that any amendment to HB 297, which allowed the grant of easements without a contemporaneous, I'm not saying it right, payment of full market value to the trust would be unconstitutional. And I just don't want to screw the law up, Senator.
Mr. Chairman, I think Director Sexton had cleared that up. She said that basically you would be able to file for it and put it through the process, but the right-of-way wouldn't be granted until the state actually took payment, and that would have to be done by 2025. Is that correct?
Mr. Chair and members, Senator Stahl, Representative Stahl, that's correct.
Thank you.
Well, what I was suggesting, I realize until the money's paid, they don't own the easement, but the easement is there, the right-of-way. Okay. I would like to leave the longer period of time to pay. Would the department object to that?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Shockley, I think that would be fine. Again, the counties have a difficult time sometimes just coming up with the process to make the application, because they have to analyze as to whether it's a county road or not before they actually even make the application. But I think that the payment, extending the payment, would be just fine.
That would be to induce them to file.
Mm-hmm. By not 2015, correct.
Staff? Rachel? If I move an amendment, I move an amendment that on line 15, page 1, that the operative date be returned to the original form in the bill, which is 2015. So you delete 2013 and reinsert 2015.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, if that's what the conference committee decides to do, then we can certainly make that amendment happen.
Aye.
Good, good thing. That was a test, young senator.
Question.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. I hear no nays. Senator Jones votes aye. Senator, do you have a proxy for Senator Jones?
You know, I'll come up to you.
We got a quorum. We'll get Senator Jones's vote later, but we have a quorum. It passes.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks.
We're dismissed. It passes.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks.
We're dismissed.